Your commissioner's court is now going in session. The judge is out ill, we found out this morning, and Commissioner Erickson is at a training, so you have the fearless three here today right now with you. With that, we'll have the prayer invocation by Commissioner Senegal and the pledge by Commissioner Pierce. Would you please stand?
Heavenly Father, again, we thank you. We thank you for this beautiful day. We thank you for bringing us all here today as we deliberate the business of Jefferson County. We pray for all our employees, their families, their staff. We pray for the family that lost their loved one yesterday in a tragic drowning. We ask that you lift that family up in prayer and give them your comfort as only you can do. We ask these blessings in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Well, this pledge is especially meaningful with the Memorial Day, so join me in the pledge. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Thank you.
And with that out the way, is there anyone in the court or online that would like to speak to any issues on the agenda, any items? Hearing none, we'll move right along to resolution under, we have a resolution that's gonna, we're gonna go out of order in the auditing with the resolution. It would say, consider and approve a resolution recognizing Jamie Snyder for 15 years of service and 6 months of service to Jefferson County Auditor's Office and wishing her well in her retirement. She's not here?
She is not here today. Oh. She's taking a vacation day.
Look at here. Okay, then. All right,
then. For the rest of the month. So.
I think
we had our party last Thursday, and we appreciate her service.
Great. After 15 years. Well, Commissioner Senegal, we will go to the next one. I think it's under Commissioner's Court, and that would be B. It's considered possible approval of a proclamation for Elderly Abuse Prevention Month, Awareness Month. I'm open for a motion to accept that one.
So move.
Second.
And a second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carry unanimous. At this time, would the people from the Elderly Abuse come to the podium, and Commissioner Senegal will read that proclamation.
Okay. Good morning.
Good morning.
Be remembered that a meeting of the Commissioner's Court of Jefferson County, Texas, held on this day, whereas people who are elderly or having disabilities have contributed to the general welfare of Jefferson County by helping to preserve customs, convictions, and traditions of many people from diverse backgrounds, and whereas these residents are vital and integral members of our society, and their wisdom and experience have enriched our lives, and whereas abuse of the elderly and people with disabilities in domestic and institutional settings is a widespread problem affecting hundreds of thousands of people across the country, and whereas Texas APS and home caseworkers in Jefferson County have completed 1,074 investigations, of which 1,428 cases of abuse, neglect, and or exploitation were confirmed against our elderly Texans or those with disabilities in 2023. Whereas elderly abuse is grossly underreported because the elderly who are being abused find it very difficult to tell anyone or usually ashamed and sometimes afraid. And whereas elder abuse happens to men and women of all income levels, all cultural and ethnic groups, whether they are in good health or incapacitated in some way, in poor neighborhoods and in suburbia. And whereas many of these cases investigated by the Adult Protection Services in Texas involve self-neglect, and it is our duty as citizens to reach out to people in need. Now, therefore, the Commissioner's Court of Jefferson County does hereby proclaim the month of June 2023 to be Elder Abuse and Prevention Month in Jefferson County and urges all citizens to work together to help reduce abuse and neglect of people who are elderly or have disabilities. Signed this day, when he gets back, Judge Brannick in the Commissioner's Court. Thank you.
All right. If you don't mind, introduce yourself.
Good morning. My name is Lily Boudreau. I am your Jefferson County Board President for Adult Protective Services. And today with me, I have one of our supervisors, but I'm also asking our workers and board men, any board members that are present, if they will stand where they are. Thank you. Jefferson County has 252,000 roughly constituents. And of those, we have about 11 workers and two supervisors to help support the elderly and people with disabilities who have potential to be abused, exploited, or neglected. The Jefferson County Board, of which I've been a part of now for 16 years, we are a group of community resources who come together to support the APS workers so that if a consumer needs anything, we try to make sure that we are helping them to meet that need with resources that may not be otherwise available to them. But in the numbers that you mentioned, when you have that many consumers in Jefferson County and so few workers, we must first applaud these workers. Because of them, we have help. I like to tell people there's help on the way. And that comes in the form of your APS workers and supervisors. As Commissioner Senegal mentioned, there were 1,428 cases received, 1,074 completed, and of those, 906 services were provided. People focus on the numbers that they hear, but there are so many that you don't hear. There are many cases of abuse or neglect that occur in the home, and because it may be a child against mother or grandmother or cousin or someone like that, those cases go unreported. So we want people to remember that if you see something, say something.
That's right.
Every case that comes in is followed up on. You may not see it, but these ladies are out there and they are working those cases and they are giving us their best. So we thank them for that. But we want to thank our citizens who reach out and make a report. If you see something, say something. If you're not sure, there are two ways to report. 1-800-252-5400. That is a call-in line where you can call and report suspected cases. And that's what they are. They are suspected until confirmed. We also have a website with DFPS, which is our Department of Family and Protective Services, that you can also go on and make a report. You will get assigned an ID number so that anytime you want a future report, you're already connected to the system. We want to try to help our seniors, because I'm looking around the room and we all getting there. Hey.
Getting there.
I used to be the young one, but now I'm up there. So, you know, we're grateful for our days and grateful for grace and favor. So to Judge Brannick in his absence, to our commissioners, we thank you guys so much for your support. To all of our citizens of Jefferson County, we thank you for your support of Adult Protective Services. Yeah. I got it covered.
Yeah. Ms. Boudreau, I just want to say, a lot of times when you say elderly abuse, I have a relative that's probably in his early 40s that has some issues, and I call your agency. So I want people to understand that it's not just my people my age and Commissioner Alford and Vernon Pierce age, older, you know, much older. Yeah. But it's, yeah, that's a blessing, yeah. But young people that's having some issues, regardless, I know the sheriff has a squad that go in also that does that. So I just want to emphasize that it's not just elderly. A lot of times we think it's elderly, and some people that just have some mental disabilities, 40s, 30s, 20s, y'all respond to. And I want to thank y'all for that. And ladies, thank y'all for the beautiful job y'all do.
And I'm Mary Suarez with Adult Protective Services. I'm the supervisor that covers in the Beaumont area. And you're absolutely right. We take reports from 18 years of age and older. If they're between the ages of 18 and 64, we look at that disability to see if it's substantial impairment or not. Because if they do need somebody to help take care of them, we do investigate those. But you are right. They always say elder abuse, and people think 65 and older, but we take them all.
Listen. And most important, you see something, say something. That's most
That's
important.
Right.
Please, I hope the public get that. And thank you for coming. We appreciate all the work you do for the citizens of Jefferson County.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And moving right along, we in, I'll let them leave. Under purchasing, A, consider and approve specification for invitation for bids, term contract for roadway pavement marking for Jefferson County. B, consider and approve specification for invitation for bid for a 50-ton gooseneck trailer for Jefferson County Precinct Number 3 pursuant to Chapter 262 of the Texas Local Government Code, the County Purchasing Act, and the CFR Section 200.318-326. C, consider establishing an approved selection review committee to review the response received from the auditing service for Jefferson County. D, consider establishing an approved select review committee to review the response received from the rebid of FEMA grant management service for Jefferson County pursuant to Chapter 262 of Texas Local Government Code, the County Purchasing Act, and CFR Section 200.318-326. E, consider and approve, execute, receive, and file a change order number 1 for Jerry Ware Terminal and Aircraft Firefighters Station Rehab with NNT Construction Incorporated, Company Incorporated, for a total of $2,890.72 to provide and install 4 valves to isolate the area of the building for demolition and construction, bringing the total contract amount from $2,548,734 up to $2,543,624.72. This change order does not increase the number of working days, with the substantial completion date remaining as November the 4th, 2023. This project is pursuant to Chapter 262 of Texas Local Government Code, County Purchasing Act, CFR Section 200.318-326, and 100% funded by the Federal Aviation Administration Airport Improvement Program, grant number 37. I'm open for a motion to accept these projects.
So moved.
Second.
And a motion and second. Is there any questions about any of these?
I have just one question, and I read the attachment, and really this is for Deb maybe. This first one about the roadway pavement marking, is that just to have somebody on bid? So anybody that wanted to have...
vendor that is locally used reaches at 50 very quickly, and this is will enable all the precincts to use a vendor over 50,000 during the budget year.
Okay.
Because we just have people that can't do marketing because we've reached that 50,000.
So this is like an additional vendor that gets another $50,000 limit.
This vendor will be the vendor to be used for striping for the county during the year.
Good.
Once it's awarded.
Good.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. Hearing that, now I'm open for a vote. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carry unanimous. Moving right along to the auditor. A, consider and approve budget amendment. General Services, additional cost for termination pay, $352,000. B, consider and approve electronic disbursement of $557,269.12 to LaSalle for revenue received from entities entitled for inmate housing. C, receive and file financial operation statement, county funds only for the month of April the 30th, 2023. And D, consider and approve Jefferson County provided participation fund for continued participation in the comprehensive hospital increased reimbursement program for program year 3. E, consider and approve a resolution recognizing James Sexton for 15 years and 6 months of service to the Jefferson County Auditor's Office and wishes her well in retirement. F, consider and approve volunteer home buyout for property at 9842 Windsor Road as part of the Texas General Land Office Hurricane Harvey Grant. And G, consider and approve amended Exhibit A for subrecipient agreement between Jefferson County and Jefferson County Water Improvement District Number 10 to add scope of payment for easement fees for the ARPA funds priority number 1. This amount does not increase the funding for this project. H, consider approved subrecipient agreement, ARPA, and state financial recovery funds with the MHMR Spindletop Center. I, consider approved revised recipient agreement with Family Services of Southeast Texas. Revision are to adapt the standard county recipients agreement and outline the current scope of the project. This scope is outlined in Exhibit A. J, regular county bills, check number 506602 through check number 506842. I'm open for a motion to accept.
Move.
Second.
A motion and a second. Any questions on any of these items? I have one, Patrick, on this, on G. That wasn't caught during our process, and what, just tell me what it means.
Well, when we had, I guess it was probably a week ago, we had the agreements with Water Control District and some of the other, and at that time, they wanted to submit this amendment, and I recommended we go ahead and approve instead the agreement that had been put before court and then come back with this amendment. And all this does in the scope is add that they can use the money for easement fees. They have to purchase some easement for this project. I think there's two, one homeowner and possibly Entergy.
But we don't have any, it hasn't been checked by legal to make sure there's no conflict. That's all I want to know.
No, I mean, this is the agreement's the same, the standard agreement, the Exhibit
right.
A.
Okay.
And the Exhibit A has been checked. I don't know if our legal, but we have run it by our grant manager title base.
Okay. Okay.
That it qualified as a.
All right.
We were, it wasn't an actual purchase of property, the purchase of an easement. So.
Okay. Any other questions? Hearing none. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carry unanimous. Under County Commissioners, A, considering possible approval resolution recognizing Keith Stewart for 8 years and 8 months of service to Jefferson County Precinct Road and Bridge Number 1, and wish him well in his retirement. Having B been already done. C, considering possible approval the file complete 2021 through 2022 financial statements for Jefferson County Emergency Services District Number 1. D, considering possibly approve a 30-day extension for filing for 2021 through 2022 audit reports for Jefferson County's Emergency Services District Number 3, pursuant to Section 775.082 of the Texas Health and Safety Code. E, considering possible approval 30-day extension for filing the 2021 through 2022 audit report for Jefferson County Emergency Services District Number 4, pursuant to Section 775-082 of the Texas Health and Safety Code. I'm open for a motion to accept these.
So moved.
Got a motion.
Second.
Have a second. Any questions? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carry unanimous. Under the Sheriff Department, considering possibly approve out-of-state travel for Danny Walker and Aaron Howe to Orlando, Florida on July the 19th, 2023 to July 22nd, 2023 for the Airborne Public Safety Help Airborne Public Safety Association Conference. The conference and travel will be paid for by the Marine Division budget. Open for a motion to accept.
So moved.
Second.
At a second. Any questions? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carry unanimous. With that is the closure of the meeting. Have a good week, the rest of the week. And God bless you.